Today, President Bush declined to endorse a candidate in the recall election of California Governor Gray Davis. The president said there are, quote, lots of good candidates. California election officials have now certified the names of 135 people who want to replace Davis as governor. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
With so many candidates in the running, the expense of mounting this unexpected recall election in 2 months is going to be steep. Current estimates put it as high as $66 million, with the price tag rising every day. And it's California's 58 counties that will be paying the bulk of the election costs, money they don't have. Steve Weir is Contra Costa County's registrar.
That means dollars that could go to service clinics, law enforcement, to prosecute those who aren't paying child support, or all those things that county governments do, this money is going to be yanked away from those programs.
Another high cost and concern is the large number of the candidates' names to fit on the ballots. In Sonoma, wine country in Northern California, Registrar Janice Atkinson says voters will be expected to scan through multiple paper ballots for their governor of choice.
The ballot will be comprised of several cards. Each voter will get, probably in this election, we're looking at four different ballot cards. We might be able to get them all on three ballot cards. There will be instructions on the bottom that they should turn their card over. They'll find more candidates printed on the back of the card, and then they'll go on to the next card.
Atkinson says poll workers will be expected to read each ballot by hand to make sure voters did not choose more than one alternative to Gray Davis. She says that Californians will need to be patient to hear the results of the two votes, recalling the governor and who his replacement could be.
You know, I've told people in the past, you know, there are two ways to do this job. You can do it fast or you can do it right. And I intend to do it right.
The recall is just one of four elections Sonoma is preparing over the next few months, and making sure all the logistics are taken care of for each adds to the difficulty, she says.
In California, we can't seem to get enough democracy. We want to vote on everything. We've referred to this whole process that we have set up as a house of cards. It's very fragile, the election system, and with each card that we place on top of it, we are threatening the entire structure.
When news came of the special recall election, some parts of California were in the middle of changing to new electronic voting systems. Many counties didn't have time to make the switch. Los Angeles County Registrar Connie McCormick is dusting off the old punch card ballots.
This is our punch card system we've had for 35 years. You take your ballot card, it'll look just like this, except of course it had the heading of the election on it. Put it in, hook it over the red pins, turn the pages, use the punching device, and make your selections.
There's a Florida-style fiasco in the waiting that's going to make Bush versus Gore look like spring training.
ACLU attorney Mark Rosenbaum will be in federal court on Monday, asking that the recall vote be delayed until March. He's arguing that millions of California voters are likely to be disenfranchised in the recall election.
8 million voters in six counties are going to be voting on machines that are guaranteed to malfunction. They said it'd be like running the Indianapolis 500 on four flat tires.
Caltech professor Thomas Palfrey, an expert on voting technology, says if the election does go through, a recount is likely. With a long, confusing list of candidates, he says, and new voting systems, he calls this election
an election official's nightmare.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.